Was there any difficulty in communication because you've got Australian Rugby Union, New South Wales Rugby Union, Country Rugby Union? Are they all giving the same message, or is it somewhat conflicted?
We took our advice through Country Rugby, which brings down to us the directions and the policy of Rugby New South Wales, who in turn, of course, take their directives from Rugby Australia. So we really relied on Country Rugby, and they kept us well informed, and we got weekly reports out of there. And look, in the latest one we got, they basically have said we can only plan out to a certain date, because nobody knows what comes after that.
Yeah.
And really, it's and that's fair enough, because the states and taking their directions, I suppose, from the Commonwealth in terms of how this COVID's going and what can and can't be done, and it's very frustrating. We might be frustrated, but we're only a game of rugby. All those businesses out there, and as you said earlier, the pubs and the clubs and everybody else, they really are
doing it tough.
Yeah, that's right. So we can shut up. We can shut down our clubs and everything else. We'll all take a hit, including the zone. So, but it's a better way of, I suppose, conserving what we've got and just rebuild for a bigger and better and brighter competition next year.
Yeah, somebody said to me, you go from being reactive to proactive now, being certain in a world of uncertainty, which, it's really difficult. I know New England have said they're going to go ahead. They've only got five clubs, but they've got two clubs that are based on uni and there's no university. So, and I believe down south somewhere they're having a little competition, and what are they playing for? The COVID Cup, you told me.
COVID Cup, that's right.
I don't know that I'd want to win that.
And I think we thought of something similar up here, so we might be COVID Cup number two or something, later in the year. But it's something we don't want to lose a memory about, for all the reasons of these things. Of course, spread across the world so quickly and can do so much damage, and we don't know when it'll end. They're not talking about any the eradication aspect of it is going to be very, very difficult, but their aim is just to contain it at the moment and get people back to some sort of normality in their lives and their livelihoods and everything else,
Possibility of no senior rugby till 2020, maybe some gala days. What about junior rugby?
Junior rugby is unaffected at this stage, and Renee Park, their president down there, made a point of letting me know that and she's been she's on this journey with us, so she made a point of letting us everybody know that the juniors are still aiming to run their program, and it'll be also difficult for them because they've got physical distancing and all those groups and everything else, so they'll have problems, but I think they probably regard themselves in a bit better position to be able to do that than us.
So will that just be a later season thing and very shortened?
I would say that it would be, because
we might touch base with Renee next week if we can.
Talk to Renee. Look, no, she's doing a great job with that association. So they've got a good committee and they'll work their way through it.
Rightio, thanks Tony. Look forward to 2021, and I look forward to in a few moments talking to Australian Rugby Sevens player Rhiannon Byers, who you know well.
Yes, I do, and what a wonderful talent she's been for our zone up here, and I first met her when I took on the job as president, and a very nice lady, young lady, and has done well, and she deserves to be where she is.
Righto, thanks Tony.
Okay, thank you.